Our scripture today is found on Psalm 84. Psalm 84, you can read along in your pew Bible, though it will be a little different, or the words on the screen, or your Bibles at home. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this, your word, which we are about to read together, for the love that you've shown us through it, for the way, Lord, that through it we may find our footing wherever we might walk. We ask you that today that light continues to shine, giving us our path and also helping us to see you. May we look upon you always, and may our hearts and our minds be ready to receive this truth, that your light may continue to shine through our lives, always and forever. We also pray this day for your mercy to be upon the sermon, that it too may be used for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 84, to the leader according to the Gittith of the Korahites, a psalm. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise. Happy are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. The Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Psalms is always an interesting read. Anytime you want to read something different, read Psalm. Any of the Psalms are different from one another, and as I'm fond of saying and being reminded, Psalm is the diary of the Bible. Within Psalms are heartfelt messages to God, to others, messages that come from a different place in each person's life. It's not always happy. Sometimes it's sad. Sometimes it's angry. Sometimes it's full of doubt and questioning. Sometimes it's happy. Sometimes it's joyful. Sometimes it's boasting in God. But there are always different kinds of psalms, laments and praises and temple psalms. This is one of those temple psalms. It's a psalm that talks about being close to God. There's one thing that we need to remember when we read about the temple. For the Israelites, the temple was the presence of God. If you lived on the outskirts of Israel and you wanted to be closer to God, you would go to the temple. And most of the temple psalms, at least the ones that I can draw up now, are happy psalms. To be closer to God is to be joyful, to be glad above all things, and to be in God's presence is a great blessing. Now, you compare that to psalms where they felt like they weren't in God's presence, and they're psalms of anger and questioning and lament, of sadness. When you look at Israel's history, now, it's easier for us in a lot of ways to think about God's presence. Where is God present? Where is he present? Everywhere, right, everywhere. And wherever we are, God is, right? Now, when the Israelites were traveling through the desert, God's presence was shown to be with them through the tabernacle. When they were traveling, the tabernacle, which housed the Ark of the Covenant, traveled with them, and that was a show of God's presence. When they finally settled down in Jerusalem, in Israel, David wanted to build a temple, but God said, not yet. So Solomon built that temple and moved the Ark of the Covenant to the temple. And that was God's presence. And whenever people wanted to see God, they went to the temple. Now, in about 70 AD, the temple got destroyed. Not this temple, but another one. They had to rebuild it once already. The temple was destroyed. There is something left of the temple, and that thing is called the Wailing Wall. The Wailing Wall in Jerusalem is part of that temple that was around during Jesus' time. But the rest of it is gone. And the people had to realize that even though the temple is gone, that doesn't mean that God's presence isn't. And for us Christians, God's presence is signified to us through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Whenever they went to the temple, they were happy. When we think of God's presence and dwelling in God's presence for everything, what do we think of? Heaven. Being in God's presence for all eternity is heaven. Always and forever. And my dad used to say that if he could just, by God's grace, become a street sweeper in heaven, he'd be happy. Because forever he'd dwell in God's presence and God's love. And when we talk about God's presence and God's love, This author says the same thing. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than live in the tents of wickedness. But you know, as joyful and as happy it is to spend in God's presence, when I was 10-ish, somewhere around there, 9, 10, 11, 12, my parents went to Port View, United Methodist Church, not too far from here. And we were churchgoers. I mean, we went to church almost every Sunday. But almost every Sunday. Every Sunday, I would lay in bed Sunday morning. I would wake up and I would pretend to be asleep, on the off chance that my mom would look into my room and say, he's sleeping, I don't want to bother him for church. And sometimes I got away with it. Sometimes we just didn't go to church that day because my dad was sick. You got to remember, my dad didn't start in the ministry till he was 32. So there was some of that time where we were just churchgoers. And when I would lay there in bed and I would look at the clock and it was 11:15, I knew we were too late. And I was happy. Going to church when I got there was always a lot of fun and a lot of joy and praising God and listening to the hymns and the message and being with my friends and just being surrounded by God's love in all those different ways was fantastic. But you see, sometimes I'd forget. I'd forget how great it is. And I'd want to do something else, and that other thing would be sleeping. Now that I'm older, God decided in God's infinite wisdom that I failed to understand time and time and time again to call me to be a pastor. I have to be in church every Sunday. I get some days off, which is nice on occasion. But I wonder, and I've talked to Stephanie about this lots, would I still go to church if I didn't have to be here? Would I still be here? Would I be here every day, every Sunday? Of course, being in God's presence is not just about being in church, but it's about serving God every day of our life. It's about trusting in God in all things. And when we trust in God and we hope in God and when we obey God, isn't our heart full of joy and happiness and thanksgiving? Have you ever been told to do something by God and you didn't want to do it, but you did? And you were thankful for it. So many times in my own life, so thankful for the fact of serving God, even when times I didn't feel like it. A friend of mine in college, we would be talking about what it was like to serve God and how great it is. But God did something for us that I don't always appreciate. God gave us what we call free will, the ability to make a choice, to choose God or not. And that choice is every day and every moment. And we had a fantasy, my friend and I, that hidden underneath our arm, right in the armpit, right here, was a switch that we could flick and give our free will away so that we could serve God every day and every moment without ever doubting, without ever wanting anything else. But it's just not there. And so many times we followed our own path. I went my own way and I did my own things, even though I knew it was separate from what God wanted. And I felt the shame and I felt the hurt and I felt the pain because of it. Shame's not a terrible thing because it oftentimes pushes us back to God. And I'd go back to God in the midst of that shame, and God still loved me, still accepted me, still wanted me to serve Him. But my memory's short, and I forgot about the joy of being in God's presence, and I forgot the pain and the shame, and I would walk my own way again. Jesus had a saying that He said to His disciples. He said, "Be careful, because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." I've forgotten the joy it is to worship God with each and every one of you at times. I've forgotten what it's like to serve God when I want to do something else, and I've paid the price for it. But I stand in one with this author who says, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My song longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy." And I love this. "Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars." God's presence is just for us. It's for all creation. And this line. As they go through the Valley of Baca. What's the Valley of Baca? Valley of Baca was, they think, a real valley outside of Jerusalem, that when you went into Jerusalem from a certain direction, you had to go through this valley. It was desolate and barren. Baca means valley of tears, valley of weeping. When you went through this valley, there was nothing. And when you came up, you were in Jerusalem at that point. However, that even though you went through the Valley of Baca, they make it like a place of springs. Why? Because they were happy to be going into God's presence. We have another psalm similar to this. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." We move from strength to strength, because we go with the love of God into the love of God. I don't want us to ever forget the joy it is to be in God's presence. To rejoice with the author who loves being in God's presence, in God's love, And I pray that we remember it always. Even when we're at our lowest, in the midst of that valley, that we remember that Christ loves us. And Jesus is the fulfillment of God's love and God's promise. Christ is the sun that shines that love to each and every one of us. Jesus tells us that when we walk in Christ, we walk in light. When we walk in light, we walk in God's presence. But how much we love those shadows. I pray every day we get out into the sun, into God's sun, Jesus Christ, and stand in his presence and be fed by his glory and rejoice because God loves us always and God loves us still. With you a final prayer today, and it's not this one. It's from page 481 in your hymnal. It's from St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make us an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Lord, we thank you that we are with you always. Use us for your glory. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Go in peace.